It's Rams overtime as we sit down with Bath Haverling Rams head football coach Wayne Carroll in his 25th season at Haverling, 30th overall. And it's time now for Coach Wayne Carroll's end of season grades for the offense, defense, and special teams. Let's start out on the offensive side of the ball with 68 teams in Section 5 that play football. You finished with a top 10 scoring offense, 313 points, an average of 34.7 points per game against teams with winning records. You averaged 22.8 points per game. Your average margin of victory, 36.8 points. Your average margin of victory against teams with winning records, 40 points. On the road, you averaged 29.5 points. At home, you averaged 39 points. Throughout the year, you had 135 first downs. That's an average of 15 a game. On third down, you were 34 for 73. That's 46.5% success rate. On fourth down, you were 18 for 33. That's 54.5%. On get off the field downs, you were 52 for 106. That's 49%. In the red zone, you were 31 for 40, 28 rushing touchdowns, 3 passing. That's 77.5% success rate inside the red zone this year. Outside the red zone, you had 12 touchdowns, 11 coming on offense, 7 rushing, 4 passing, and 1 kick return. So 72.1% of your points came inside the red zone, 27.9% came outside the red zone. Two-point conversions, you were 25 for 39, 15 for 21 on rushing attempts, 10 for 18 on passing attempts. That's 64.1% success rate on your two-point conversions. You had 11 turnovers, 7 lost fumbles, and 4 interceptions. 3,028 yards of total offense, over 2,500 on the ground, over 480 in the air. 42 total offensive touchdowns, 35 on the ground, 7 in the air, and that offensive line, those hog mollies up front, kept your quarterbacks very clean this year, not giving up many sacks at all. Your grade for the offense?
B-.
All right, now for the black shirt defense. You had a top 15 defense, only giving up 136 points all year, 2 shutouts. That's an average of 15.1 points per game. Against teams with winning records, 15.6 points per game. Your average margin of loss, 14.6 points. Same goes for teams with winning records because you only lost against teams with winning records. On the road, you gave up 13.7 points per game. At home, 16.2. Your opponents gained 93 first downs. That's 10.3 on average. Your opponents, 28 for 79 on third down conversions, that's 35.4%. On fourth downs, 9 for 21, that's 42.8%. On get off the field downs, your opponents were 37 for 100, 37% on get off the field downs. Inside the red zone, your opponents, 11 for 16, 9 rushing, 5 passing, that's 68.7%. Your opponents scored 9 touchdowns outside the red zone, 5 rushing, 4 passing. So your opponents, 53.7% of their points came inside the red zone, 47.3% came outside of the red zone. On two-point conversions, your opponents, 5 for 12, 4 for 9 on passing attempts, 1 for 3 on rushing attempts, 41.6%. Overall, you had a safety, you had 11 sacks on defense, and you had 14 takeaways, 11 fumble recoveries, and 3 interceptions. You were plus 3 in the giveaway takeaway category. Your grade for the black shirt defense this year?
B.
Special teams, you did not have a punt block this year. You did not give up a punt return or a kickoff return for a touchdown. You did have a kickoff return for a touchdown. You blocked 7 punts this year. You were 3 for 4 on extra point kicks. Your opponents were 6 for 8. Your end of season grade for your special teams?
B-.
I won't get your end of an era grade, but you guys finish your playing days on the grass surface since 2002 at Bath Haverling. You'll have turf next year. Since 02 at home, you're 46-21, 25 shutouts, 6-2 in sectional games. All 6 of those wins shutout. You have 1 pool play shutout as well. 02, 42-0 over Midlakes. 03, 30-0 over Livonia. 07, 46-0 over Waterloo. 2014, 46-0 over Elba. 2015, 44-0 over Letchworth-Warsaw. And this year, 38-0 against Kalmon Byron Bergeon. In your last three sectional games on this grass surface, you've outscored your opponents in sectionals 128-0. This grass surface has produced 8 sectional Final Four teams, 02, 03, 07, 08, 12, 14, 15, and 16. 2 sectional runner-up teams, 07 and 14. 4 Section 5 championship teams, 02, 03, 08, and 15. Will you take some of that soil, that sod, and put it in the backyard of the Carroll's homestead in the football office? Your thoughts as you move to turf in 2017, Coach?
We'll probably keep a patch of it, but you know, it'll just be a fond memory. You know, we're hoping that the turf will be a new step in a different direction, and we're hoping to improve our speed as a football program.
You talk about team speed. I really feel the last 3 to 5 years, maybe since the 09 team, that the team speed has been down, and it's been the team's eventual undoing. In 2014, Leroy in the Class C title game just a little bit faster than you. Last year in the state semifinals, Shenango Forks just a little bit faster than you. This year in the sectional semis, ERG just a little bit faster than you. I just kind of feel like over the last 5 years or so that the team speed has been the Achilles heel of this program.
Right. We're just not getting athletes as fast as we could. You know, it's very hard to find fast athletes, first of all. And if you do have a fast athlete, it's a lot of work to make a fast athlete even faster. It requires a lot of lifting on your legs. It requires a lot of plyometrics drills. It requires a lot of speed camps. But when you get those kids buying into that speed camp and an extra lifting, then you start putting a lot more kids in college.
What's in store for the 2017 Bath-Heverling Rams? We'll ask Coach Wayne Carroll what his number one offseason concern is and what the strength is of the Rams going into the 2017 campaign. It's Rams Overtime.